Hi, and welcome once again to another program of Australian Jazz with me, Christine McKenzie. And this session we are going to start off with a CD which is entitled The Red Onions and Friends, a tribute to Bill Howard, who died far too young, alas. And we're going to play. Start off with the tune is Look Down the Road, and I'll give you the names of the performers, so to speak. Brett Eagledon, Bill Howard, Ade Monsborough, Mark Fitzgibbon, John Scurry, Howard Cairns, and Alan Brown. And these were recorded in January in 1996 at the ABC radio studio, as a matter of fact. So I hope you enjoy Look Down the Road.
Okay, musician person, let's play either Taking No Prisoners or Let's Look Down the Road. One, two, three, four.
You probably heard a bit of a mumbling at the beginning of that track. Well, I think they were probably having a reasonably good time, and that was the Red Onions and Friends, but it was a tribute to Bill Howard, who died in 1996, aged just 49, which was extremely sad. Passing of a great musician. Now we're going to the Wombat Jazz Band. And the leader is Bill Kerr, clarinet, tenor sax, vocals, arrangements, you know, all that stuff. Jay Hilf, washboard, Ian Smith, bass and sousaphone, Simon Stribling, alto, bass, sax and trombone, Kay Collins, trumpet, and Jay Taylor, leader in the piano. And they're going to play a number written by Graham Bell called The Lizard. Good sound, eh? Now, we're going to listen to the Southern Jazz Group. This goes back a couple of years, folks, just a couple of years back to 1947. Yes, indeed. It was recorded in Adelaide in 1947. Bill Munro, Dave Dulwitz, Bruce Gray, Lou Fisher, Johnny Malpas, and Joe Tippett. And they're going to play the Jazz Parade, written by Abe Monsmore.
Thank you.
Yes, well, that does go back a long time, doesn't it? But jazz goes back a long time, and people who love jazz go back a long time too, so it's all quite in keeping, I think. This is a more recent CD put out by Graham Coyle, who is one of the great piano, jazz piano players that are around. He's a Victorian and much loved and revered, plays with many, many bands, but I'm just going to play a little Fats Waller number now. It's Black and Blue. Very nice sound, isn't it, from Graham Coyle? Oh, yes. I'll play you some more of that in another program. Meanwhile, we're going to launch forth into Frank Johnson, or with Frank Johnson and his fabulous Dixie Banders. And this, again, goes back a long time. When was this recorded? In December, in Sydney, in 1950. And they're going to play Down South. Thank you. Does that sound like it was made like a million years ago? Well, it was in 1950, so it's getting closer to the million. It sounded like a very, very old band, and I think they also probably paid it that way because they liked to play it that way. Now, the Fireworks Band. I've talked about them before, a wonderful young group, and they're going to play a super number, which is well known to lots and lots of people, even those who are not into jazz. It was written by Hoagy Carmichael together with Johnny Mercer. What a team, what a team. And it's called Skylark.
Thank you.
I bet you never heard Skylark played like that before. They're a very young band. I don't call them young kids anymore. They're young men. But the tuba was played by Mark Elton, and the vocal and piano both with Ben Johnson. And I think that was a lovely rendition. And also the guitar by John Scurry, Joe Stevenson on clarinet and alto, Stephen Grant trumpet and bass, Don Stewart on trombone, and Johnny Withers on banjo with Ian Smith, the perennial ever Ian Smith, well, on drums. But did you like it? I hope you did. We're going to finish up this program with a number from the New Harlem Jazz Band, which, alas, folded up a few years ago. And this was recorded in 1976, with Ian Smith again on trumpet, Chris Ludwig, trombone, Bob Gilbert, clarinet and alto, Neil Orchard, piano, William Morris, tuba, Richard Oper, drums, Cam Crofts, banjo, Alex Frame, trumpet. Recorded in the summer of 75-76 with a vocal by Richard Oper, and it's called Jollity Farm.
There's a farm called Misery, but of that we'll have none, because we know of one that's always lots of fun. This one's name is Jollity, believe me folks, it's great, for everything sings out to us as we go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl.
Grunt, howl, grunt, howl.
The cats meow.
Meow, meow.
The dogs bow wow.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat. Shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as habit, the cocks begin to crow. The old buck rabbit sings photo-dio. All of the ducks go quack, quack, quack. Cows all moo. Bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do? Down on Jollity Farm.
You think they're having fun? You bet your sweet life they are. What about the comment about the bagpipes? Oh, come on. That was Jollity Farm with the wonderful New Harlem Jazz Band. We'll hear more from them in another program. Meanwhile, the time has come for me to say goodbye again, but I'll be back. Bye.